Welcome to Her Comeback, Transforming Your Life After 50. I'm your host, Michelle Thompson. If you've ever whispered to yourself, there has to be more than this, you are in the right place. This show is for women over 50 who have hit their breaking point and are finally ready to stop going at it alone. You've tried the self-help books, the vision boards, the positive thinking, but you're still stuck. And here's what I know. You're not broken. You just need the right support. And that's exactly what you're going to find here. Each week, I'll sit down with incredible women who have transformed their lives. You'll hear their real stories, the messy middle, the breakthrough moments, the practical steps that they took to create the lives that they love. Because your lowest moment, it can be your launching pad. So if you're done settling and ready for your comeback, stay with me. Let's discover how other women have made it happen and how you can too. Are you ready? This is Her Comeback.
Welcome, everyone. Good day. I am so lucky and blessed to have with me Shear Canada to tell a little bit about her story and her journey. Shear, welcome. How are you today?
Michelle, I am so excited about this. I couldn't even sleep last night.
Oh, wonderful. Well, me too. Please tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, Michelle, I am from Nebraska. Nobody's ever guessed. Like, everybody guessed I'm from New York or California or something. I talk fast. I move fast. And I said, nope, I'm like little house on the prairie, Laura Ingalls. I went to country school. I mean, I had six people in my whole school. Oh. Like I'm Laura Ingalls.
And, it's too funny.
I had a great growing up. I mean, you know, it's great to grow up in a place like that. And I went to college my first year in Nebraska. And then I came home and I sat my parents down and I said, Mom and Dad, sit down. And they're like, oh God, now what? And I said, I don't belong here. And they're like, where do you belong? And I said, well, I found a private school in Miami. I'd never been out of state. I found a private school in Miami. And I know it costs a lot. You just pay what the other one would pay. I'll pay the rest of it. And they're like, how are you getting there? And I said, my car. And I freaking got in a car and drove to Miami and never looked back. Like, never. I mean, seriously?
Fake.
I know. Crazy. And that was probably the best thing I've ever done. Because I look back today at all my friends that are still in Nebraska. And I just thank the Lord that he gave me the foresight to be able to, you know, go after my dreams. Because retail is really what I wanted to do.
So fearless, just a very bold move to pick up and go to another place that you didn't know anything about, right?
I can't believe I did it. I seriously can't believe I did it. And so that was a rude awakening. I mean, my roommates were all from New York and they were all models and everybody was rich and I had to work and I had three jobs. I sang in a band. I mean, it was like crazy. So that was a great experience, but my only regret in my life is I didn't finish college. I was so worried about all the loans. So I started working and nobody's ever asked me if I had a college degree, but I wish I had finished because I could have had some fun and I didn't. I worked like my whole time and it is what it is. And so then I've had a very, very, very fabulous retail career. I was a district manager for Brooks Fashions. Then I don't know, everybody has heard of the Wet Seal. Do you remember the Wet Seal?
I do. I remember that.
Everybody says they spend all their babysitting money at the Wet Seal. Yes. I'm sorry. That was my fault. I was vice president of stores for the Wet Seal at 30 years old.
Wow. What an accomplishment.
Making $150,000 a year. That's 35 years ago. Yeah. So I killed it. That was a blast. Got a new boss. He's an ass. I don't work 80 hours a week for assholes. I don't. I'm sorry. So Kiko's calls me and I'm like, oh God, it's my mother's store. None of the clothes fit me. And I had this amazing woman that I knew and she's the one who's been my biggest mentor my entire life and career and still is to this day. I told you about her. She said, Shear, put a belt on it and just get in here and interview with the founders, Marvin Lane. So I interviewed with them. I thought this is just too good to be true. And that's what got me to Naples, Florida. And that was in 1996. I worked for Chico's for 23 years.
Wow.
2,200 stores. I had Chico's, Boston Proper, and Soma, $1.9 billion in revenue. I had about 22,000 people reporting to me.
Well, during all this time, you really just seemed to take off in this space. Did you ever feel like, how did this happen? Like maybe like imposter syndrome, like who, me? Did you ever have thoughts like that? What did you think about it all?
Never. All I ever wanted to do, I had 13 and a half years of double digit comp increases, meaning over 10% over the year prior. 13 and a half years straight. Nobody's ever done it in the history of retail. But you know what, Michelle? All I did was convince those girls to be a dollar better than they were a year ago. So they wouldn't close the store. They're like, we're not closing the store until we have last year in. Cher says we got to be better than we were a year ago. It's really not that hard.
Power of the team.
It is.
Yes.
And I owe everything I have today to the team that was working for me because they were relentless. I said, jump. They said, oh, hi. And all I did, Chico's, they just kept giving, okay, Shear's bored. Give her another brand. Okay. Give her Boston Proper. Okay. She's bored again. Give her Soma. Okay. They just wanted me to come back. And I just said, no, I have such a life today, which I'll share with you more. And then I retired. And then I hit the walls. So I go from being, I was the face of the brand. I was on the commercials. I was on the catalog covers. I was the brand.
Yeah.
And I retired and I started drinking. And I started playing tennis, started having lunch with the girls. And we'd have a martini. I never had a drink at lunch. And that just started. I've got serious alcoholics in my entire family. My mom was 49 years in recovery when she passed away.
That's terrific.
Yeah. And I just went, I prayed, Michelle, every day, and it got earlier and earlier. And I suffer from anxiety. And if I would take a drink, I would just calm down. And I just went, I can't live this way. My husband was going to leave me. I mean, it was not good. And then, I don't know, God gave me the strength. I just decided one day, and this was a little over six years ago, that I'm just not going to drink anymore. And I didn't. And I stopped.
Good for you. Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know if I had a drinking problem or if I have an anxiety problem. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't care. Nobody needs to drink. And I will tell everybody. I'm the girl now who, after a big party, gets up in the morning. I'm up at the crack of dawn feeling great, and everybody else is laying in bed. And it's a good feeling. And I'll never take another drink. You'd have to shoot me to make me take another drink again. It was the best thing I've ever done.
Now, when you went through this, when you had this realization of, okay, I've got to stop drinking, was it hard for you to stop? There's different support groups. What did you do during that time?
I started going to AA meetings. I went there because it gave me a purpose. That's what it is. I had no purpose anymore. And I meet so many women and they're walking around at this age. I'm 65. They're walking around.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Well,
look at you.
Thank you. Had a great facelift a year ago. Dr. Gardner, I'll go down saying Dr. Gardner. I'd lost my purpose and I was bored. I went from working 80 hours a week and on a plane every Tuesday, coming home every Friday. And here I was sitting around playing tennis once a day. Yeah. And it was really hard. And I had to pray so much. And then I started going to AA meetings, which was just great. And I met that whole community. And I went to those for about a year because it gave me a purpose. I got dressed up. I looked pretty. I went to the meetings at 5 o'clock. I met this one woman, Mary Pat. She's absolutely amazing. I think she's in her 80s now. She and I sat at the same table every day. And I don't go to the meetings anymore. God is now my guide, but it really helped me and it helped get me back on track.
Awesome. That is amazing. So once you stopped drinking, how did you figure out what was next in retirement? How did that transpire?
Retail is in my blood and it's the thing I love to do. I don't even consider it working because I love to make women feel beautiful. I just finished a book.
Congratulations.
It should be done in probably December. It's called The Mirror's Been Lying to You. And it's these years of seeing women look in a mirror and see things that absolutely nobody else sees. Nobody sees those wrinkles on your legs. Nobody sees your wrinkly arms. We don't care. We're looking at your beautiful face. We don't care about your wrinkles.
Yeah.
So it's a full book on confidence and how to fall back in love with yourself and slim secrets and how to pop your collar and how to do a bunny tie and just all these little things that are going to how to find your signature look. How to find your little black dress. How to buy pants for your butt.
Love that.
Yeah.
Not
rely your butts on fire. How to buy pants for your rear end. It's all about pocket placement.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
No, oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's about how high they are, how big they are, where they're placed. So depending upon your rear ends. So the book's all about that. So I'm very excited about that.
That sounds like a great book. I will definitely be getting that one.
Okay, good. And then I was playing tennis at the Ritz and the tennis pro said to me, Cher, would you like to take over the pro shop? And I said, okay, this is my gig. And so I took over the pro shop. I funded it all. It was tennis clothes. We did really great. We were there about a year. We were doing fabulous, but they were taking 19% of my revenue there. And I said, sure. You know what, really? And I wanted ready to wear because that's mm-hmm. what's in my blood. So mm-hmm. rented a Neapolitan Way. Mm-hmm. And so now I have trademarked, it's called She Can Love. So my first name is Cher. My last name is Canada. So I took the first three letters of my first name, S-H-E, the first mm-hmm. three letters of my last name, C-A-N, Cher, She Can. I mean, that's my name.
That's great. I love that.
And I added love on for tennis and just because I love the work. So She Can Love is the name. I trademarked Luxury You Live In. So half of the boutique, and I'm the only one that I know of, and I've traveled the whole United States, that carries everything. So one side of the store is tennis, golf, pickleball, and athleisure. And the other side is ready to wear. So I carry brands like Saks, like Sing to Set and Raimi Brooke. But then I got feedback some women couldn't afford to shop in my store, which is heartbreaking. And so now I carry dresses for $69, just cute mm-hmm. little summer throw-ons.
Yeah.
So it changed my life. It gave me a purpose. It gave me a reason to get up every morning to go. I'm in the store just at least once every day. And I'm very involved in Paths of Freedom. Yeah. It is supports human. It's two homes here, one in Naples, one in Fort Myers for human trafficking. Wow. And I met the founder in my store one day. And Michelle, she told me the story. I said, how did you get involved in this? And she said, Cher, I was listening to a woman speak who had been human trafficked. And she said they drugged her. And she saw a man walk in with a coin, meaning he got a session with her. She woke up the next morning and she had 17 coins on her bedside table.
Awful. Horrible, horrific stories.
Horrific. When I heard that story, I said, okay, God, I found my other reason. So what I do, we dress. So when the girls come to the house, they burn all that crap these men have bought them. And then I dress them. They have a closet mm-hmm. of all brand new clothes. So they get to put that on. At the store, we round up and then I match all the rounding. And then we did a fashion show at the Yacht Club, Naples Yacht Club, a couple of weeks ago. We raised over $15,000.
Wonderful. Wow.
At a fashion show for Pop to Freedom.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's such a wonderful cause. Oh, yeah. Good for you.
And then I told you earlier, Michelle, I want to start this club, the She Can Club, and it's all about helping women. I found out there are over 80 homeless women in Naples. Mm-hmm. So I'm on a project to find them and to clothe them. And I'm going to do events at the store, like bring in your slightly worn clothing and you'll get 20% off the boutique. And then I'll be able to get these clothes and toothbrush and find them and try to help them.
Oh, that is so awesome. What an amazing way to really give back and help those who can't help themselves in that situation.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for everything you're doing in that space. What would you say to women today that are maybe in a situation, if it's an early retirement or their kids just left home, the empty nest, and they're like, okay, what now? How do I figure out what I do next? What would be your advice to them?
My advice would be first out, what gets you up in the morning? What gets you jazzed? Mm-hmm. Like when I talk about, I was in the store the other day and my store manager goes, watch out. She gets excited because this woman put on something that she thought she'd look terrible in. And I said, trust me, I'm a clothing doctor. Mm-hmm. I can size people up. I'm really good at this. No, I'm not good. I'm great. I can make any woman. I said, let's hide the shit you don't want to see. Tell me what it is you don't love. If you don't like your arms, fine. We'll cover them. But I can make you look beautiful. And it's what I do. And it's what feeds my soul. Yeah. And so what I would say to women, if you're lost and you don't know what, find what is it that you're passionate about? Gives you goosebumps. The minute you got on today, I told you, I got goosebumps. My husband calls it She Can Cry because I just get so emotional about things and I get so excited about things. I know you can't tell that. And I would say, ladies, find what you're passionate about and then find a way to work in that wheelhouse. If it's giving of your time, go work at the shelter, go sell. I was going to go before the store. I thought, okay, I'll go to the woman's shelter and I'll work at the store there. And I'll do that just for free to give them my time, because that would have been fun for me. And instead I went down this route instead. But there are so many ways that you can help. And like Paths of Freedom, I went through all of the, you have to go get fingerprinted and they have to go through all this to be a part of that. I went to the home. I spent a day with the girls. Mm-hmm. I brought them all clothes. I had on a white shirt and jeans, and I brought them all sweaters and jeans. And they said, "Sure, we want to look like you." I ran to Target. I got 7 white shirts, brought them all back. I have a picture of them. I can't show it. I'm not allowed to show the girls' pictures. But all 8 of us are in our jeans, our white shirts, our bunny ties tied up. And they had the time of their life.
That's so heartwarming. It just makes me feel so good that to be able to help in that way. It's amazing.
Yeah. And just, again, find what you love. And that's what I tell young people, too, that are going out into the workforce. I say, you're going to work a lot of years. Mm. Find something you love that you're passionate about, and then figure out how to make money doing it.
I love that. I think that's so true, because it's that passion will fuel the drive, the willingness to keep going. Personally, I'm in my first year starting my own business, but I am very passionate about what I'm doing. So those mornings when I can be discouraged, just, oh, things aren't going the way I'd really like for them to be going. But no, I get up and I keep doing it because I am driven by my passion and what I love and working with women. So I think I can totally, what you're saying resonates with me. I love your confidence. I think it's perfect that your book will include that confidence, because you just exude that.
Do you know what I say at the end of every video? Confidence. It's the single most beautiful thing a woman can wear every day.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know what else, Jill? Tennis. Mm. I'll tell you right now, it changed my life. I play tennis sometime 2 times a day. I play every day except Sundays. Mm. The community I've met, and it's not too late. I started playing tennis at 57, and I'm really good. And I love the outfits, and I meet such great girls, and it's fun competition. And I'm not high enough that the girls are mean, because when you get it really up there, it's very competitive. I'm just playing social fun tennis. But it is just, I love it. The women are all fabulous. I've met some really great friends. And pickleball, too. I don't care if you're 60 years old and you've never picked up a racket. Go take a lesson. Find out if you like it.
Yes.
Pickleball is not as strenuous. I love to run. I love to run. And so I love to run all over the court and just be wild. Pickleball is not quite as, you don't need quite the athleticism as you do. But it's the fastest growing sport in the country. And
I love that you said that about the physical activity, because, again, I can identify with it. I was 53 before I actually held a gym membership that I went to 4 times a week. I go my regular routine 4 times a week. It's Orange Theory. But I never until 53 had I done that. So it's just like you're saying, you're not too old in your 50s to start doing something.
Michelle, I am 65 years old. I'm on Medicare. I never thought I'd be this old. I didn't. And I feel better than I ever have in my entire life today. And every woman, and I know there are women out there that are sad and they're lonely and they're depressed. And if they come to my store, come to She Can Love, find me. We'll sit down and I will talk to anybody that wants to hear, because I can help you and I can help. There's paths for you to take, and life can be, I am living right now at age 65, my best life. I am so thankful. Every morning I thank God for the life that I have. I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my entire life, because you got nothing else to do. You're retired. You might as well just be healthy.
That's right. And it makes such a difference, not just the physical, but mentally. It's just like you get mentally energized.
Correct. Because there's nothing worse than sitting there at your home with absolutely nothing to do, no plans, no schedule. You've got nothing.
It's a recipe for depression, really.
Disaster.
That isolation is just not good. And I think it's tempting for all of us. I know I've been there in times in my previous years where that isolation and just not wanting to connect, and it can take you to really dark places. So I think the connection that you're talking about, being out there, being active, those are keys. They certainly have been for me. That resonates with me.
Yes, agree. And now I get to do, like, I go speak at a lot of women's groups. I have my 10 favorite quotes. I told you, make tripping part of your dance. It's one of my favorite ones.
Love that.
I mean, most women look at the ground where they trip and say, oh, it must have been a stone misplaced or something. I look and go, you big damn klutz, what the hell? Pay attention where you're going and learn from it. Like, don't we all, when at the boutique, when we screw up, we all celebrate it. We go, I just, and we share the trip with everybody so that you don't have to do it another time. Yes. You know, and that's my philosophy on life. And I get to speak now at Sea Salt. I'm in all these women's groups, these women's business groups. I'm just getting my name out there. And once you get your name out there, then you're invited to more things. And it's just kind of a roller coaster. And it started off with just one. And here's where it is. Here's where it ends.
You just have an amazing story. And I just love everything that you've shared with me. What do you do for fun? Anything else? You've mentioned some things, but is there anything else that you enjoy?
I'm just high on life, first of all. As I said, I play tennis. I love to go to church every Sunday. We go to Cambier. It's outside, so we can take... I have a black lab. I love him. He's my child. I don't have children.
Okay.
I never wanted any. I just wanted to work, and I wanted to make money, and that's all I wanted to ever do, and... I have the most amazing husband in the world. He's got two kids, so I get to share his children, and that's really fun. And I love to read. I'm a big reader. I probably read at least 3 hours a day.
Oh, wow. And,
it's a lot. But I love it. It relaxes me. Mm-hmm. It calms me down, and it makes me sleep better, and I'm learning. So I read partly just fun. And then I read self-help books. I'm like addicted to self-help books. If somebody comes out, Let Them. Have you read Let Them?
Yes. Wonderful book. Yes.
Mel Robbins is hello. I listened to her podcast. She's it.
Yeah. Agree.
And I bought her book 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to read that one next. But those are the kind of books I like to read. And Michelle, what I do is I bought 10 of those books. So every time I meet somebody, I just go give them one.
What a great gift. Those are wonderful ways to share, to give someone some support and encouragement. There's great information in those
books.
Like
I was eating at California Pizza Kitchen the other day, and the waitress was absolutely a doll. And we just got started chatting, and she shared something with me that, my husband's annoying me to death. And I went, ran out to the car, I brought her the book, and I gave it to her, and I said, just let him. But she goes, what's this? And I said, it's a book that'll change your life.
Yes, and it certainly will,
sure. So I want everybody to read that book. Everybody's listening. You agree. If you haven't, I think most people have read it already. But and her podcasts, I mean, they're amazing.
Yes, I love her. She's just very down to earth, just a no-nonsense. I love listening to her. She's got some great advice.
Swears like a sailor. She's not apologetic. She is so... If you look up the word authentic in the dictionary, you should see Mel Robbins.
Yes,
because it doesn't get any more real than she is. And that's who I want to emulate. I want to emulate women like that. I want to be totally authentic. And in the store, if a woman comes in and her butt doesn't look good in those pants, I'm like, you know what? You're not buying those. I've told women before, I'm not selling you that. We're going to find something else that looks better. I'm sorry. I'm the clothing doctor, and we're going to find something that looks better. They're like, okay.
Yeah. I said, love that honesty. And again, real, just being real with people. That's the best. Oh, you're just an amazing, amazing person. I really just thank you so much for you spending some time with us today and sharing your thoughts with our listeners. Is there anything else, any final thoughts you have as we wrap up?
Well, thank you, Michelle. As I said, I was so excited. And if there's one thing that I said that helps women today, that's all I can ask. My prayers are answered. But again, if you need help, come into my store, She Can Love. I'm there a lot. And if I'm not there, leave me your name and number. I'll call. I want women to know there is life after 50.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not only is there life, there is the greatest life. Because I am living my best day in my whole life
is today.
Yeah.
But you have to put that up here. You know, I always used to pray anytime I hear somebody getting cancer, I used to say to God, God, if somebody's going to get cancer, let it be me, because I really think that I could overcome it, because it's all mind over matter and it has such a difference. And if you think about it's all in your head, and if you think you're sad and you think you're going to have a bad day and you think all this, that's exactly, you already pre-planned it.
I mean, it does. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And you got to have self-love and you got to take care of yourself and you got to do things that make you feel better. And that's what I would say to women today. Get out there. Keep moving. Sitting around is the worst thing you can do, especially alone.
Yes.
Get out there. Go to the beach. Put your feet in the grass. Put your feet in the sand. Take a walk. Be with nature. There's so many things you do. And then go work at the homeless shelter. Do something where... I'm telling you, the giving back part just feeds my soul. It feeds my soul. And it's what gets me up in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, it's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Outside of the podcast, what is the best way for someone to get in touch with you? Where can they find you? You're on Instagram, right?
Yep. Reach out to me on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, either or. Reach out to me there, Share Canada. Okay. And I'm there for you. I want to help I can help anybody.
All right. Great, Cher. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate your time
with
us.
Thank you, Michelle.
And I wish you the best. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. I think there'll be many other opportunities for us to visit.
On again. Let's wait and get feedback from this. Let's see what women want more of. And I'm here for you always.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I am truly grateful that you chose to listen in, and I hope that this conversation sparked something meaningful for you. Please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review. It helps other women to find us who need to hear these stories too. And if you know someone who is ready for their own comeback, share this episode with them. I'd love to connect with you beyond the podcast. Visit me at hercomebackpodcast.com. That's hercomebackpodcast.com to learn more about how we can work together. I have a gift for you. Get your free copy today of 5 Powerful Shifts to Reclaim Your Life. Remember, your comeback story is waiting to be written. The question isn't, can I transform my life? The question is, are you ready? Let's go.